Emergency declared for tornado hit Mississippi as death toll climbs to 25. By Simon Kent on March 26, 2023. An emergency declaration was issued Sunday morning for Mississippi, releasing federal funding to Carroll, Humphreys, Monroe, and Sharkey counties, 48 hours after a tornado ripped through the Mississippi Delta. It was the deadliest weather event to smash one of the poorest regions of the U.S. in more than a decade. AP reports 25 people were confirmed killed and dozens of others were injured across the South as the massive storm ripped through several towns on its hour-long path. At least 10 tornadoes were confirmed to have devastated the area, according to several National Weather Service offices. One man was killed after his trailer home flipped several times in Alabama. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator, FEMA, Deanne Criswell was scheduled to visit the state on Sunday to evaluate the destruction. AP reports, as FEMA Coordinating Officer John Boyle began to oversee federal recovery operations. Following President Joe Biden's emergency declaration, federal funding can be used for recovery efforts including temporary housing, home repairs, loans covering uninsured property losses and other individual and business programs, the White House said in a statement. Even with recovery just starting, the National Weather Service warned of additional storms, capable of producing very large hail, tornadoes and fierce winds, are expected to form across portions of eastern Texas on Sunday afternoon, then likely to push into Louisiana, Mississippi, and eventually Alabama, through the afternoon and evening. A level 3 out of 5 risk for severe storms has been issued by the Storm Prediction Center across portions of eastern Louisiana, south-central Mississippi and south-central Alabama. The threatened area includes Jackson, Hattiesburg and Meridian in Mississippi, as well as Montgomery and Prattville in Alabama. Large hail to very large hail should be the main threat with any supercells, the center predicted. Damaging winds and a few tornadoes also appear possible. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.